Okay, on to item 14, presentation of the 2021 compliance activity plan. Raleigh, are you, oh, there you are. Welcome. So I see your mic is on and it appears that you're talking, but I'm not hearing anything. Unless someone can hear him, you're still out. There you go.
Okay, you can hear me now?
Yes, we can. Great.
Welcome. Oh, perfect. Okay, yeah. Yeah, just had to tweak a setting there. Yeah. Okay. So I'm just going to direct you to page 11 and 12 of the compliance activity plan, just give you a highlight of some of the activity that we've planned for this next year. One of the things that we're going to be looking at is still working on procedure documentation, just to making sure being involving as an organization to make sure that we're capturing items and it's being updated. And one of the areas that we'll be looking at is the accounts receivable. So looking at all the incoming receivables to the retirement system. And then also looking at pension benefit calculations as well. You might recall a number of years ago, did a deep dive into pension calculations. So we're going to be revisiting that. And then we do anticipate opening employer audits in 2021, depending on the conditions that exist when we approach the employers and look at how we're going to review the scope items. Over this past year, we've been able to, because of the COVID shelter in place, develop some virtual tools and virtual processes that we've implemented into the employer audits. So with that, I'll just turn it to the back to you, trustees, and if you had any questions about the plan.
Does anyone have any questions or comments for Raleigh? Doesn't appear so. All right, Raleigh, thank you very much.
Great. Enjoy.
Thank you.